It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to our program today. We have another guest star in our studios, the man and the music behind My Silent Bravery. Matthew Wade is in our studios to talk about his brand new album. We'll be checking out music live in studio and talking with Matt. So hang on, this is Border Crossings, and here's a cut from his brand new album.
Such a greeting. We went and penciled in another meeting. Had Mexican, there were lots of people eating. While you and I were obliviously kissing. You're making it hard to focus as animals try curious poses.
Welcome to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. In our studios today for the program, we have the man behind the music of My Silent Bravery. We welcome into our studios Matthew Wade. Welcome, Matt.
Well, how are we doing today?
We're doing good. It's great to have you in the studios.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to DC, and you brought a saxophonist extraordinaire with you today.
I did. I brought my good friend, Mr. Brian Kearsley.
So welcome, Brian.
And thank you very much.
Nice to have you both here with us today. So we're talking about a brand new album. This is your fourth album.
Yes.
And it's not even out as of today.
Absolutely not out. You get an advanced copy. It's dropping on Monday, and I couldn't be more excited about it.
Now, you have so many different names going on here. First of all, Matt Wade, but My Silent Bravery.
Yes.
What is the story behind the band's name?
Okay. This is a long story, and I'll try and make it short. But about a dozen years ago, I was traveling in Australia, and I had a back injury, sports injury. And I came back to the States looking for some sort of cure, and I couldn't find anything. I tried every kind of therapy you could think of, and nothing worked. Eventually, I was sort of turned on to spirituality, more specifically Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. And through studying and sort of just working on myself, working on becoming a better person, it sort of put a lot of pieces of the puzzle of my life together. It led me to someone that was able to help me in terms of just my physical, you know, my back issue. But it helped me. It just led me in the direction of my life that I wanted to lead. And I started to pursue my passion for music. And the band name itself is sort of that, you know, that persistence, that overcoming of obstacles is really, you know, what my silent bravery means to me.
Mm-hmm. And I understand, you know, since you touched on the Kabbalah faith, I understand Madonna is a person who is a member of the Kabbalah faith.
She is. Madonna practices
and
Kabbalah.
Justin Timberlake, if I'm not mistaken. I think I recently read somewhere.
I don't know. I've never seen Justin there, but he could be, yeah.
He could be in the back.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And you have the red band on your wrist.
I do. I wear a red string.
Uh-huh.
It's helped my life immeasurably, and I would encourage all your listeners to check out Kabbalah.
Okay, very interesting. I mean, I will, because I've heard about it, but I don't really know much about the faith.
Right.
Other than Madonna made it, you know, kind of mainstream.
Right, right. Kabbalah.com is a mm-hmm. great place to start, and they have all kinds of information there and can probably explain it a lot better than I can.
Mm. Now, you mentioned you have a back injury. From sports, what sport or sports do you play, or did you?
Growing up, I played soccer and lacrosse.
Oh.
And actually, I hurt myself in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a process, and you know, I'll tell you, my back still bothers me on a mm-hmm. daily basis, but I'm sure everyone out there has their things that bother them, and it's
right.
just part of life, and mm-hmm. the show goes on.
Mm. And you work very hard as a musician, especially if you have a back issue. You put on several hundred shows, I guess, a year, every year. You've done, you know, over 300 shows in a couple of years.
Started my career doing 300 shows in 3 years, just mm-hmm. really came out of the gates, guns blazing.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of years, I've tried to hone in a little bit more on playing the right shows as opposed to just playing as many shows as I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I think over time, you sort of figure out what your path is. And I used to play a lot of bar gigs, do a lot of cover gigs, and I kind of realized it wasn't getting my original music out there the way that I wanted it to. So I decided to change my focus and started opening for more national artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that put me on a stage that gave the original music more precedence over just people that were out to have a good time and have a couple beers. And that's always fun. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Right,
but
sure.
I really, there's a message in my music that I really am trying to get across, which is important, and feel it's part of my life work, if you will, to spread a positive message.
Mm-hmm. So that would be the message, is just positivity, so to speak?
Yeah, positivity. Again, sort of what the band name mm-hmm. means to me, that overcoming of obstacles. I think lots of people have challenges mm-hmm. every day, big and small,
mm-hmm.
and I really want to help them overcome their challenges the same way that, you know, I try to overcome mine.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, it's a very inspirational message, and My Silent Bravery are here, or is here. I guess the two of you
yes.
Make up, and actually there's more members to the group when you perform in your shows.
Yes. Basically, the band is me in and of itself, and then when I perform live, I have various friends, really, that just come out and join me, and
mm-hmm.
I was very lucky to have Mr. Brian Kearsley join me on tour for the mm-hmm. week. We're supporting Tyler Ward,
mm-hmm.
who is a wonderful musician and even more wonderful human being. I want to thank him for having us on tour, and he is a great musician, and he has a big YouTube following. He was one of the initial YouTube phenomenon, if mm-hmm. you will. So, you know, every show has been just awesome, and lots of kids out there and all on their devices with their Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. So it's cool. It's fun. It's exciting. And like I said, luckily I have Mr. Kearsley here to join me, and we have a great time.
And you have also done well on YouTube. I was reading you've reached number 2 on the most viewed
yes,
video.
Yes, yes. I had my song Burnt Out reached number 2 on YouTube's most popular page. Mm-hmm. So that was a cool milestone for me.
Right.
And we got a new video out there right now called On My Side. We're going to play that song for you
great,
in a bit. And it's another vehicle to get the message out there. It's mm-hmm. you can affect people all over the world. So mm-hmm. I put a big focus on doing music videos along mm-hmm. with the songs, and I think it also helps tell the story of the song a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's a lot of people that just sort of have random videos with their songs, but mine usually, I like everything to have a message, and it's usually pretty well thought out, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I like doing videos for the songs.
Well, YouTube didn't hurt Justin Bieber's career. So.
No, not at all. Yeah, but if you check out this guy too, Tyler Ward, you'll see he has a huge YouTube following.
Okay, absolutely. My Silent Bravery in our studios, and would you mind doing a song for us?
I'd love to. This will be that song I just mentioned. It's called On My Side.
On My Side.
And you can check out the video on YouTube.
Having trouble believing, please send me a sign. A voice keeps repeating in the back of my mind. It says I can't do it, that I can't get it right. Time to push forward, no more pushing rewind. One by one, face whatever you throw me. One by I'll fight to survive. I'm on my own, no longer ignoring that I'm not alone. Got your love on my side, side on my side, on my side. The question we're obsessed with is why we're alive. You see your way, I see it mine. They say that beauty's in the beholder's eye. You can manifest destiny if you try. One by one, face whatever you throw me. One by one, we all fight to survive. I'm on my gladly give my own life. Strength of my father and my mother help to get me through the night. And when I'm gone, I hope my children will remember what I'm like. What I'm like. Then one by one, face whatever you throw me. One by fight to survive. I'm on my own, no longer ignoring that I'm not alone. Got your love on my side. When I'm wrong, when I'm right, when I'm dull, when I shine, on my side.
My Silent Bravery here on The Voice of America. The new album is called Diamond from Coal.
Yes.
And I love your sound. You have the Dave Matthews vibe going on with the guitar and the sax.
Yes.
And I saw that he's among your favorites, your
inspirations. Yes, he is. He is one of my favorites, absolutely.
And Maroon 5.
Yep, I'm a big Maroon 5 fan. Bob Marley is actually my all-time favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we get a tremendous amount of requests from our audience here on this program for Bob Marley music. So you're in good company. You like soccer, you like Bob Marley, you're in very good company
now. I love what Bob Marley just did for third world countries, just putting them on the map and definitely just promoting a message of peace and unity. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Absolutely. And so the album, which is called Diamond from Coal, what is the reason you chose this name to represent the fourth album?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not well prepared to answer that question, to be honest. It's one of those sort of deep philosophical things, but it's sort of the idea that, you know, a piece of art just doesn't form overnight. I think they talked about, you know, when Michelangelo did the David or whatever, mm-hmm. that it was sort of there and he had to chip away all the pieces.
Right.
And for me, it was sort of that idea, but a diamond comes from coal when there's enough pressure that's put on, you know, all the coal to make it form mm-hmm. a diamond. And I think maybe that's how I came up with that idea, that I was sort of chipping away those pieces, but through those challenges and whatnot in my life that I had to overcome, you mm-hmm. know, to pursue that. And then hopefully, as I said, it'll help other people do the same in their lives.
Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of pressure on you. I mean, with this album, I saw that, you know, it's produced by a guy who's worked with Aerosmith and some other big names. It was engineered by a Grammy-winning engineer.
Yeah, there's some great people that are attached to this record. It's produced by Anthony Resta. He was in the Boston area, but now he's out in L.A., and he's got a wonderful engineer named Curiati, and they're a team, and they did half the tracks. And then the other half were done by Warren Hewitt, mm-hmm. who's out in L.A. as well, and he's the one that engineered the Aerosmith track. Guys worked with Jack Douglas, who's done all those Beatle records. Mm-hmm. And then Mike Mangini and Peter Zizzo. Mike Mangini's the Grammy winner a couple times over, and they just remixed a couple of the tracks. So the song we just played, On My Side, we got a single radio version. They just remixed that for us. You try and work with great people and improve your skill set and learn as much as you can, soak it up from them. Mm-hmm. Been lucky too to play with this guy here sitting next to me, Mr. Brian Kearsley, who's one of the best musicians that I've been, you know, fortunate enough to play with, and just try and soak up what I can from everybody, because there's always something to learn.
And you've got your own album coming out as well, Brian, I understand.
Just a silly cover band back home.
Okay.
But basically, I leave all the writing up to this genius over here, Matt. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, it's a great sound, a sax and acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
It's not easy to pull that off.
Right. It's something different. That's one of the reasons that I really like to do that. You go out there and you see, you know, a lot of, like, you know, two guys with acoustic guitars. Mm-hmm. And I've had all different accompanists or arrangements. But Brian brings his A game. And we get on great. We're good friends. We've known each other for a while, been playing together for years. So it's a treat for me this week to have this guy on the road with me.
Mm. Excellent. Can you guys do another song for us?
Absolutely. Sure. This next song we're going to do, this is probably one of the more meaningful songs that I've written. It's called To Give, and it features Mattis Yahu.
Right.
And it's really, it's a song about thinking about other people first. A lot of the time, most of the time in our life, it's usually just me. What do I got to do? What's happening? Mm-hmm. But it's a song to think about other people and just, you know, giving back to the world at large.
And it's not on the new album.
It's not on the new album. Right. It's on the last record.
Right, right.
It got, you know, it's gotten a lot of great feedback. The video, it's a really cool video if you want to check that one out on YouTube. And like I said, I was lucky to have Mattis Yahu perform on the track, so I'll do part of his little rap today. I'll give it my best, you know.
All right, Matthew Wade is in our studios, My Silent Bravery, and here he is live on The Voice of America.
From the moment we're born, first thought is to take, we feed, our face, we hear, we breathe, we sleep, we dream. When we don't get what we need, well then we cry, we kick, we scream. We'll try everything and anything, bring the attention where it belongs, back to me. Nicotine, anything to fill the need like money does, bright lights, big bling. We'll try everything and anything as long as it's for me. But what if we flip the switch and be unselfish? What if you called a friend just to see how he is? We all could use a lift without pretenses. What if your first thought was not to take, but just to give, to give?
Till the moment we're gone, we're stuck in between what we need and what we eat. We pray, we love, we speak. Sometimes we don't feel a thing, then other times we hurt, we bleed. We'll try everything and anything, it's all about me. But what if we flip the switch and be unselfish? What if you called a friend just to see how she is? We all could use a lift without pretenses. What if your first thought was not to take, but just to give? How the simplest of thoughts could be so hard. This isn't who we really are. What's mine is yours, what's yours is yours. Open up the door, let the love come through. Each and every day you know that it's true. Gotta give to the Lord, that's all you can do. There's no time for envy, jealousy or greed. Love blindly, what I saw that we need. Send out your hand, help a fellow man stand. And when you're done, go and give to the land. Switch and be unselfish. What if you called a friend just to see how he is? We all could use a lift without pretenses. What if your first thought was not to take, but just to give, to give? And what if your first thought was not to take, but just to give, to give? Not to take, but just to give, to give.
All right, yeah, My Silent Bravery here on the Voice of America, sounding great. And you know, you have your own record label.
I do. So I do. I release all my own records under my own label. So I've never pursued a record deal or
Why
anything
not?
Like that.
You just don't.
I don't know. I just never felt Wasn't the need he? To yet. I don't know. Just I didn't feel like that was my path at that time. To me, it was a little bit more important, I guess, spreading the message that I wanted to. My message is usually a little bit more substantive than the usual pop stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not opposed to it if someone were to come knocking, but I didn't feel it was my time, I don't know, to sign on with someone else yet. Just wanted to do it myself.
Well, that's good enough reason. And you got all the attention and the buzz right now. I mean, Billboard says great things about you. Where you know Boston, where you're from, they're calling you the next big thing from Boston.
It's exciting, you know. We hope we can live up to it, and just you know, try not to think about that kind of stuff. I like to put out a positive message. I like to inspire people. I like, you know, we're at shows and people come up and say, you know, your song really moved me or helped me overcome this. You get lots of like great notes on Twitter or Facebook or any of that. If you're listening out there, you want to hit us up, Facebook or Twitter, it's at My Silent Bravery. And we love just hearing, you know, how the music has affected you, and hopefully it's for the positive. You know?
And your music's appeared on TV.
Yes,
quite a bit.
That's something that I've pursued just to try and get the music out there. It's been on a lot of TV shows. Like One Tree Hill was actually the first placement I had, and it was kind of a cool little backstory. Was that the first song that I ever wrote was this song called "Side of the Road." I wrote it when I was 18 for a school project, and years later, that was the first song that sort of got some attention, you know, via the show. And it was sort of a sign to me that, you know, sometimes things come full circle, you know, and it took a long time, you know, it took 6 years or whatever it was for it to sort of catch up. But that's something that, you know, something that sort of helped me continue to believe that it's going in the direction that I wanted to. Like, you know, a lot of times we're doing actions and we don't see the immediate results, but it takes years sometimes for those things to manifest. And, you know, a lot of these artists that are huge now, it took them 10, 15 years to develop that into the career that they have.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't just happen overnight most of the time.
It's great. You know, it has to be kind of rewarding in many different ways that you're doing this all on your own terms. I mean, you know, you're funding your projects, you're creating, producing, you know, putting out music. It's all, you have your hand in it. You're in control.
Yeah. That, I guess maybe that's one of the reasons I haven't gone to a label. I wouldn't say I'm a control freak, but you know, I want to have the artistic control to put it out the way that I see, you know, that I guess is my artistic vision, if you will. And just that, like I said, I mean, the message is important and I want to deliver that in the vehicle, that can hopefully reach a lot of people. And I don't know, I guess we all have our own light to shine, you know what I mean? And hopefully just, you know, people relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a very humble sounding guy, you know, given, like I said, the buzz about you right now and the songwriting nominations and the award nominations and such, you know, this is a good time to be Matt Wild.
Well, I'm enjoying it. This week we've had an awesome tour thus far. As I said, we're out on the road with Tyler Ward. We were jamming Java last night. We are in at the Altar Bar in Pittsburgh tonight, and just, you know, the crowds have been awesome. It's what I, like I said, I do it because it's amazing to see someone that just really relates to the music and that they feel something in it. If it helps them overcome a challenge in their life, that makes me happy. And I've realized, I guess, that it needs to be bigger than just me, you know, sort of like what that song was talking about, give. I think for anything to really be, you know, successful, it needs to be about more than just that person or something. So for me, it's been a focus on spreading, you know, a positive message. That's what's important.
Has it always been music for you?
When I was younger, it was sports, I think. That was sort of my outlet, you know, and then when I had the injury, music really took the front seat, I guess.
It helped you heal.
It did. It helps me heal, and it's still, I have an ongoing back issue, which I got to deal with, and, you know, that's one of my challenges, and we all have our challenges.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, all right.
Well, we're going to ask for another song, if you don't mind.
I'd love to do another song, yeah. This is a song called Amazing. This is the first track on our new record, Diamond from Coal, out Monday. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're feeling all right, it's a sunny day. Got the radio loud, gonna let it play. Got your Oakleys on to provide the shade. Still can't hide the smile on your face. Ain't it funny that no one's mind is on their money? But no one minds that that makes you happy. But all we really need is some company. Then we'll really get free. And we're alive and loud like a crowd going crazy. Alive and wild, let's make tonight amazing. Da 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 da. You can't sustain. Every airplane's always gotta land. Close your eyes to embrace the change. Still can't hide the smile on your face. Ain't it funny? Life's always brighter when it's sunny. But after dark, we're a little more naughty. That's when we really need some company. Cause we're feeling sexy. We're alive and loud like a crowd gone crazy. Alive and wild, let's make tonight. When the sun turns over, then we gon' get this party lively. Shoulder to shoulder,
hands up towards heaven. Now time is short, let's use it wisely. Now everybody scream, 'cause we're alive and alive like a crowd gone crazy. Alive and wild, let's make tonight amazing.
It's My Silent Bravery in our studios here on the Voice of America. Diamond from Coal is the name of the new album.
Yes.
And go get a copy. I assume it's available all over the place on the internet.
Yep, iTunes, Amazon, on our website, mysilentbravery.com.
And you're very socially active. I see you got a Facebook page, and you keep in touch with your listeners. So if people around the world want to reach out to
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at My Silent Bravery. Just all those. And I'm very active on there, and you get me, too. I'm the one that answers, you know, your Twitter message or whatever. And I do this to connect with people, and so I enjoy that aspect.
And I saw a bunch of posts that you put on from your fans.
Yep. We put up pictures and stuff with our fans from shows, and it makes it more interactive. It's fun.
How about international touring? Is that in the plan?
That I would love to tour internationally. I think it's finding, you know, the right tour and finding the right situation to make it financially feasible, you know?
Right. Well, thank you, Matthew. I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
It's great. And the group is My Silent Bravery, which is actually Matthew Wade. And
correct.
So you can get the album available right now online, Diamond from Coal, starting Monday.
Starting Monday. There's a pre-order. You can pre-order it right now for less money, too.
And when this airs on TV, it'll be available by then.
Absolutely.
So make sure you get the new CD. And come back and see us, you know, next time.
I would love
to. Love to have you back on.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Stay with us here on The Voice of America.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo
Figaro. Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
No.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Border Crossings, and it's the classic sound of Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a request from Reddick, who is listening in Ethiopia, and she phoned us up to ask us to play that song from the 70s and Queen's collection of hits. Queen are on tour right now. Brian May and Adam Lambert are on the road together. I'm Larry London. Hang around. We got about 15 minutes left in today's show. We'll be giving away the Now 51 CD and Weird Al's Mandatory Fun CD before we end the hour, so hang around. Both of those coming your way here on Border Crossings. This is a request from the University of Professional Studies, and that's located in Accra, Ghana. The request is from Essel Isaiah Enser, who wants us to play this country song from Brad Paisley called Little Moment.
Well, I'll never forget the first time that I heard that pretty mouth say that dirty word. And I can't even remember now what she backed my truck into. But she covered her mouth and her face got red, and she just looked so darn cute that I couldn't even act like I was mad. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Well, that's like just last year on my birthday. She lost all track of time and burnt the cake. And every smoke detector in the house was going off. And she was just about to cry until I took her in my arms. I tried not to let her see me laugh. Yeah, I live for little moments like
like that. I know she's not perfect, but she tries so hard for me. And I thank God that she isn't, 'cause how boring would that be? It's the little imperfections, it's a sudden change in plans, when she misreads the directions, and we're lost but holding hands. Yeah, I live for little moments like that. Sofa in the dark, at about the time she falls asleep, so does my right arm. And I want so bad to move it, 'cause it's tingling and it's numb. But she looks so much like an angel that I don't wanna wake her up. Yeah, I live for little moments when she steals my heart again and doesn't.
Gave me a kiss with Bacardi on her lips.
Border Crossings, and that is Luke Bryan. He performed last night on the Country Music Association pre-concert before the big award show that's coming up, and he was joined by a number of other big country music stars. In fact, everybody who's anybody in country music was on the show last night, and Luke Bryan is, of course, we know, the sexiest country music male singer on the planet right now, and also one of the most popular. He's been out on tour. And he was on Border Crossings a couple months ago. That's Roller Coaster for Jonas, who's listening in Zimbabwe. I'd also like to say hello to Eric Melly, who is tuned in and sent me a message on Facebook to let us know that he's listening. So thank you. Thanks to everybody on Facebook for joining us here on Border Crossings. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And next week, we're going to give away our CDs by phone-in. You'll have to call in to win the CDs. But for now, it's our lucky listener of the day, Random Selection. And we have two CDs to give away to a lucky listener today. Two? Yes, two. The Now 51 CD and also the Weird Al Mandatory Fun CD. Today's lucky listener of the day is Prosper Onyebuchi, who's in Nigeria. So congratulations to Prosper Onyebuchi. You are our winner, and we need your mailing address, so please send it in to us on Facebook or by email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And Prosper Onyebuchi requested this next song. This is Akon and Michael Jackson, and he says, dedicated to my sweet fiancé. And she's in Nigeria. And the song is called Hold My Hand.
Ooh. Oh. Hold my hand.
Border Crossings. And it's Michael Jackson with Akon, and that is Hold My Hand here on The Voice of America. Thank you for listening to our show today. I hope you heard some songs you enjoyed. My Silent Bravery, thank you very much for coming on our program and joining us today with your great music from Diamond from Coal, the new album. I would like to also welcome some new listeners on Facebook to the program. Ahmed Abdi, Barakat Alam, Samri Gurma, D.E. Abiti, and B.U. Mack are all brand new members of our Facebook family. So thank you so much for joining us at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you to Glenn, our engineer today, Mary and Mason, who handled directing and producing and answering phones and putting the pieces of the puzzle together here on Border Crossings. Also to Nick and the crew, thank you very much for your help as well. I'm Larry London. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll catch you again tomorrow right here, same time, same place. This is Border Crossings, heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.